You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. It is a little chillier out there than you would think. 36 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh, but a cold wind coming. Okay, would you call the Northland? Tell them to get their flag up, please, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you. How am I supposed to do a weather forecast if people aren't going to fly their flags?
What if you had a guess just off the other flags, what were you going to say?
Southeast, 12 miles an hour.
It says east, 6.
Yeah, it's not that windy.
It was twice as bad when I came in.
Of course. That's where you got the 12.
It's calmed down.
Yeah.
Happy Jazz Day. Okay.
Yeah.
Some.
Jazz is good.
Yeah. Kind of one of those things, though, kind of like bluegrass. It's really fun for a while. Then it kind of starts sounding a little bit alike.
Yeah, it all sounds the same.
If you don't
one could
know
argue
it,
that on a lot of genres, like barbershop, polka.
Yeah, true.
It's like, is that the same song? Irish music.
Yeah.
But jazz, what's cool about jazz is they can just keep it going. I mean, it's not like a it's not like a score. They just like pick it up and they just jam. Jazz is, I love it.
Well, it's great. All I'm saying is if I had a CD and I'm driving to the UP.
Half hour.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
by the time I got to like, Sobieski, it's like, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Get it? Good.
Not good. Not a sing-along either.
No. Bubble tea day. That's been a huge thing over the last year. Is it still?
It kind of is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Golf day, National Golf Day. All right. I could see that. Imagine course has got to be opening around here pretty quick. I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Guide dog day. Boy, it's amazing how many those dogs, what they do.
But we got to get that guy back on here. Remember
we
were going to sponsor one of those? It's like the dog. It's not a dog anymore.
Yeah.
And he can program it. Take me to the daily
the electronic
buzz,
thing.
The electronic thing. And
that
thing was only like $800. Remember? We thought it was going to be like $5,000 or
something
like that. And he goes, and he ordered one. And he said it was going to come in, like there was a waiting list, I think it was 10, 12, 14 months out. But I'd like to talk to him about that because—
I agree.
As much as I love dogs and, you know, the compassion and all that, that thing is like unbelievably safe. What?
Milton would be so jealous if you got one.
He could still have a dog.
He'd come home and be like, pieces missing.
You could just, but it actually, you know, the dog will—
It'd be like under your bed, pieces
of it. The dog is slowed down, but they'll say, you know, approaching a bench. You know,
it's amazing.
It is.
Was that lady we had here who went through so much stuff.
Yeah, she had a tough life.
Yeah.
That's about this time of year, isn't it? I'm going to chase him down because I would really like to see if he ever got, if that piece of equipment showed up, but— It's just like a stroller, and you can talk to it. That
it's
was
amazing.
Cool.
Robotics, our era didn't have it, Todd.
No.
And we had erector sets.
Did you see today, Johnny, in 83, which is not that long ago to you and me, to a lot of people it is, the World Wide Web started.
In 1983?
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't even know it was that far back, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I remember. Okay, you know what I remember? I remember.
That wouldn't be right because we were working then.
But late 80s, when at the TV station, and they wheeled in the first, and they say, listen, nobody touches this unless you go through a training period.
Yeah.
Nobody touches it. Understood. And we will list exactly the procedures on how to use this. You know what it was? A fax machine.
I just found this online about this. Today is the day. You're right. 1993.
Oh, it's 93.
Okay.
93.
Oh, that makes okay.
So in 1989, the concept for the World Wide Web was kind of devised in someone's head. But in 1993, the World Wide Web was actually launched into public domain.
Have you watched that one movie? It's actually pretty good. And then they did the spinoff kind of was Silicon Valley or whatever the name of that show was about all the big jobs and like with Paul Allen and all these guys as like college kids.
Oh, yeah,
they were just dorky college kids for lack of better words.
And back then we didn't respect them like we should have. Like the whole .com thing, those kids were all.
Remember I told you about that kid? He's making all that. And I don't mean to make myself look, whatever. But I had that statistics class, which I never would have passed at Arizona State. Remember I told you that?
Yes.
And we had this one kid that was just brilliant, but really poor kid, just really nerdy look, you know, thick legs. God bless him. I mean, I would love to know where he is now because he got like an A+. He would ever, the professor, I remember graduate, one of those guys graduated from college at 16 from Michigan State. So he was way, you know what I mean? He couldn't quite relate. And this kid just, oh my God. Oh, so, you know. Where is that? Who is that now?
Probably on some island with some really good looking. Yeah.
Who is he now?
You know,
I would give anything to find
that's
out.
Cool.
Did you ever? I remember when Facebook first came out.
Yeah.
And I remember people go, "Oh, the radio station's got to get on Facebook. It's so important." I'm like, rah, rah. You know, I was one of the people who were like, "Ah, it's not gonna."
I was the last
nothing,
person to do it.
You know?
Yeah.
And now Facebook is, you know, just is secondary to all the other social media that's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, today is Bugs Bunny Day. What kind of, you know, I was driving down Walnut yesterday and Tarleton has his marquee out about Sunday or a Saturday morning cartoon brunch.
Yeah.
Is it modern cartoons or is it the old school? Because if my granddaughters visit, I would love to take them there.
I know he's got the old cereals, not that the cereal's old, but he's got, you know, Captain Crunch and all that. I mean, you can still buy Twix and all that or whatever it is, Trix. I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's a really cool thing that he does.
Because with kids, I'm wondering if my youngest granddaughter, would she still get a kick out of the Bugs Bunny? What year did they stop showing cartoons before movies? I mean, you could go to basically an R-rated movie, and they would show Bugs Bunny cartoons beforehand.
But Bugs Bunny, there's...
Oh, yeah!
He was... He's a little bit Mel Blanc. A little edgy. But God, he was funny.
Oh, holy God. Mackerel. I mean, those are great. What a gig that would have been back in those days, huh?
Man. Yeah.
Today is denim day. I'll never... You know what I saved my money for working at the Holiday gas station to buy?
Bell bottoms?
Something... Yeah, very close. That was part of it. Part of the ensemble.
Oh, really? A jacket?
Vest?
That's the whole thing.
Wow.
The whole... Denim leisure suit.
Yeah. Wow.
Where's that picture?
Hang on to that. Yeah, that
this probably does have it, Jim.
Someday. Yeah, you probably do.
Yes, I waste 28. So this is a true story. I was so excited. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you guys something else. I might be leaving.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might because I'm going to get my master's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. For?
Okay. Huh?
Four
I'm gonna from. Show, I gotta show
not
you guys.
Four from.
Okay.
That matchbook cover thing. I think they did away with that.
Did you ever think about subscribing to that? I subscribed to one, or not subscribed. I wrote to one thing. How to be an NFL sportscaster. And it was a guy in New York who was a guy, and you know, to take this correspondence class.
Yeah.
It was BS.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you this that I. You tell me that this wouldn't be perfect for me to get my online master's, but I might go. In person. Go ahead and read it.
Online masters in World War II studies. Yeah. That sounds...
So what could you do with that?
Right, that's what I was
going to
say.
I have zero idea, but I would love to do that.
I think it would be good for you. It would give you something to do, like really intensive studying.
Well, I am writing my book right now. I'm hardcore into that.
There you go.
But I would like to, I'm not even joking, I would like to do that.
Continuing
again,
education.
Yeah, that's fun, but that's going to cost you, what, $8,000?
Well, I didn't think of that part.
Well, I'm just saying, I think to learn more about World War II.
Because I'm going to be a professor, Jim. I'm going to open up my own college.
I told you,
the Minor School of Learning.
You and did somebody else go down for that? Having their own school?
All his desks. All right, fine.
No, I told you what I got to do. You
what?
Know, you know, yeah, TC, even at TC, you know, you've got to. Continue knock it out 3 years, but that's not as easy as you think either.
But it seems interesting, doesn't it?
It's interesting.
I mean, I'd love to do it.
We can't get you a law degree, but you can, you know.
I don't know. I have no idea what I would do with it.
Yeah.
But anyway. So anyway, So I was working overtime at the Holiday gas station to save my money to buy a denim leisure suit. Okay. Okay. Because I was going down, I was going to make my first trip to Arizona State. Oh. And I was going to go meet with Frank Cush, the football coach, about working for his program. And I saved up all my money to get a denim leisure suit. So today is denim leisure suit day. So that's nice. I like it.
So you're the man when you walked in.
Oh man, did I feel
that music to
had a the collar was out.
Yeah,
collar was out. John multicolored.
John Travolta type thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was poly. Why don't they make polyester shirts anymore? Those were the most comfortable shirts and polyester pants. You can say what you want. Polyester pants were the most comfortable pants of all time. True.
I don't remember wearing polyester pants.
Ever?
Polyester shirts I had.
Yeah, but you never had to iron them?
True.
They did. They kind of stretch.
Well, if you iron them, it's like ironing a plastic bag.
This is Mino walking in.
Right. This is it, yeah. Coach. Oh, my God.
With the big, lapel, the big collars.
And that fro you had.
Yeah, had the fro. Had some puka beads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And then people are like, I'll give him 6 months.
Ladies, if you're watching, you get a little hot.
Over, under. Yeah.
Too much. Remember the guy? Who are the two guys from Saturday Night Live? Used to go at night and get shut down all the time. Remember, I think Will Ferrell was one of the guys. Then they even made a movie of it.
The Night at the Roxbury or something?
Yes. I looked like one of those guys. Yes. Today is also Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, me too.
Is that what you did?
Always what I do.
That's cool. That's very cool. Happy birthday, Gal Gadot, Captain America.
Nope, not Captain America. Wonder Woman.
She was Wonder Woman. She did it well.
Yes, she did. That was a good movie, actually.
Yeah, actually, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Galecki, 50 years old. Johnny Galecki's most memorable line, Todd?
Well.
Hey, Rusty, how about you help Dad and we try to find the busted light? Oh, I'd love to, Dad, but I got to finish my homework, wash the car, feed the horse.
Feed the hogs. Yeah.
Thanks, Rusty. Isaiah Thomas, 64. It was funny, when I was working in Flint, Michigan, get a phone call like 6:30, 7, quarter to 7 at night. Hey. Hey. May I talk with Lisa? Is this Isaiah? Yes, sir. He was going out with our anchor lady.
Oh.
He'd call her every night after the show. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Marie Osmond?
No, Meryl.
Meryl Osmond.
One of the brothers.
Yeah. You know what? You don't even get a day. Sorry, buddy.
Wow. That's, I wonder who picks that. I know. He's got to be just.
Like, really, Meryl?
Yeah, he's got to be very happy today. Hey, my name's on there. So.
My name's on the birthday list in Green Bay. Meryl. Appleton and Oshkosh. I mean, happy birthday, Meryl.
Listen, he's no Liberace, but
no, or Wayne Newton.
But he's got a date.
Hey, Todd's working on something.
Amanda's working on it.
Amanda's working on it.
We're trying to get him on the show.
On our show.
Oh, my God. I'd be too nervous.
I know you would.
You have to handle that one.
I know.
Jim's over there fangirling about it.
You know what you do? That'd be awesome. It's like, Liberace, do you remember that
Liberace
one time?
Newton.
You? Or wait. Do you remember that one time in Las Vegas? Remember anything? And I was there, and you came out, and you sang Donker Shane.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was always cool. That was always, what were you going to do?
Michael Jackson?
No, it was always cool flying into Las Vegas over
Wayne. Osmonds? Yeah. Is it really?
Over Wayne Newton's ranch, you know, in Vegas.
He had a ranch?
Didn't the pilot always point that out?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know where he lives now.
I've got a story about that, actually, that ties into my family, his ranch.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, we got to hear this.
Okay. Yeah.
That's going to beat the hell out of my denim leisure suit.
Yeah. Already has.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor, here on a Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide, along with the 1100 AM and 1590 AM, as I mentioned at the top of the show, 36 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. High today, cloudy and 56, but that wind is kind of cold. Coming from the east, kind of a chilly morning out there. Milwaukee Brewers at the White Sox tonight, 6:05 on WISS. Got a couple of texts here. John, you could teach that class without getting a master's. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Another one, ask John if he knows the only NFL team not to draft a quarterback in the first round during the last 50 years. William, I do not. Jeez, Kurt, Nick?
No idea.
No.
I do not know.
Going William, off what William says, do you want to know?
Yeah.
He says New Orleans.
Oh, really? With all those sucky teams they had.
Wow. I wouldn't guess that.
But. No, me neither. Good question, William.
So I listened on the way in today.
Yes, Cheese Curd Nick.
And you talked about Facebook, how it, you know, when it first started.
Yeah.
Remember when Facebook was just farmland, you know, Farmville and food pictures?
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And pet pictures, and now it's political posts and everything else that everybody gets all stirred up about.
Okay, I will say one thing. I don't think I've ever taken a picture of that. I think maybe I'm the only person to not have done this, okay? I've never taken a picture of food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How some people, no matter where they go, I'm going to show you what
I'm eating.
Even
like at a cookout or like somebody's got a grill going.
I don't think of the food.
Oh, I'd much rather see a picture of food than I would themselves in front of whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's, really? You've never taken a picture when you got served a great
meal. Like really good food. Like if you ever.
And did you, the waiter puts it down and you just take, I get a picture of this. People think. Like that's not weird to do that.
Really? Okay.
Oh yeah. Like if desserts, you're at a Michelin right. 5-star restaurant,
right. No. Or when they come with the desserts, it's right. Like this is unbelievable.
Or when Nick shows up with brats, I take a picture of that too. So I mean,
of course.
You know what did not seem Nick like this morning?
What's that?
Carrying in Kringles.
Yeah, I did. Didn't smell
that,
like right.
It's not that Kringly kind of guy.
No,
I'm not. Oh yeah, I'm.
You see more like it's get the grease flying.
Oh
and
no! I'll tell you one thing. When you talk about Kringles, Uncle Mike's really like they don't just do it well. They smash. They hit grand slams.
They do.
And I'm gonna say this because I take one up to my deer hunt camp or not just our camp every time I go. My brother, and I mean he'll call me and it goes, tell me again what this is, because we don't really have Kringles up there. You know, I didn't know what a right. Kringle was. We had coffee cake.
Right.
But he's like,
not even close. Like,
well, seriously, what is this? Yeah. This is like,
and it, they have so many varieties now. Even at this Booyah thing, they had
contest. They had samples this morning of their French toast one
right.
at one.
Right.
And then I had a slice of it. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, but that their most famous one is
the turtle. Isn't it?
Yeah, the sea salt and stuff.
Yeah, right. That's
the caramel.
The same one. The caramel one with the nuts. Well, anyway, I'd said this before, but we have some friends, and we thought for Christmas, let's send them one of those. And now they're like, they really expect
it. Same for my brother.
Well, it's like, and you get locked into that, like your brother. Yeah. They're right. So good. We didn't
because they don't get them. They can't just drive by and stop and get them.
And
either.
I've never.
Well,
not,
you can
not
get
like,
Kringles, but not Uncle Mike.
But not these.
Yeah, and then. She's like, well, let's send them apple this year. I'm like, no, I think they really, you know, that number one is.
You know what I brought up this year? I brought up the pumpkin, and he said it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The pumpkin Kringle.
Well, when I say they grand slam it, it's like, because Racine is supposedly the home of the Kringle, right?
But they were for years, though, Nick.
But
years.
When you
years.
Compare, you know, the Racine Kringle's like this thick.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then Uncle Mike's is like that thick,
right.
And it's delicious. You know, it's like.
I agree.
They
knocked him out. You know, when they went after the award, you know, and Uncle Mike's, and I think they've held it ever since. But Racine was kind of known for Kringles.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, what's Racine known for?
You know, I will say this. When I go north, I always stop.
My friend was the mayor there. I went
even
Dicker.
Like when
guy.
You're from a more of an isolated area like the UP, you know what I mean? Okay. There are things around here just on the whole way up that I used to love it for my mom. I'd stop in Iron Mountain, that Italian bakery, get cornettis and whatever, you know, things
right.
like you can't. And the right. same thing around here, there's things I bring up. Like, I'll stop at one of the meat markets. Like, I love going down to Red Cross where you got married.
Conops.
I mean, just, it's like a candy store.
Stangleville.
You know, right. Yeah.
When I bring that stuff up.
That's where I used to get my brats.
Yeah.
So it's like people around here, I don't know if we realize, you know, how what we've got around here. That when you take this to other areas, it's like, holy crap.
And chocolates, too. You know, some people really,
the Sarugis of the world.
But they were set up.
I got text here. Reason why Mino doesn't take pictures of food, because the dollar store does not allow you to take pictures of their food. All right.
But I just, on that food thing, and then your phone will categorize, you know, like dogs. If I put Milton in there, like 600 pictures or something. But for food, because I like to cook, and I'll send that to my kids. They think it's too much. But I want to get back to that. I can't believe you don't take pictures. You think that's weird, or you just never done it? What was your point?
Well, when you're sitting in a restaurant and you get your food, it's like, oh, I'm going to take a picture and show everybody what I'm going to eat.
I don't know that the waiter thinks that's... I think he probably thinks that's awesome.
I would think that if you're going to take... you're not going to take pictures of McDonald's, right?
I would take a picture if I went to, where is it, the Black Otter?
Yeah.
And they got like the...
Yes.
Like, I take it.
64
here
ounce.
Here we go.
Well, right. That's the thing.
Like a before and after almost.
There were people, when we ordered that, there were people who didn't order it that were taking pictures of it and bringing it to our table.
That I could see. But, something unusual.
And that's not like...
Did you charge them?
You're going to...
Pay for your meal.
It's not like you send it out that night. And sometimes it's just for a memory for you. You don't have to forward it or whatever.
Well, memory,
they do.
And the other thing is that, like, if you go, like, say you go to Hotel Northland or, like, Hotel Seymour, or you go to the Glidden Lodge or whatever, and you're at the Glidden...
That is a good place.
Yes. So you take a picture...
Have you been there?
Oh, you got to go to the Glidden Lodge.
Where
your
town
pocket,
is
bring
that?
Your pocket, bring
it's
your pocket.
On the, it's on the lake side.
It's on the lake side. It's north of Sturgeon Bay.
Tiny little out in the middle of...
Oh, yeah. But everything is phenomenal there. But what I think when you get something, like, really good like that, I think you want to share it with the world. You know, go back to the World Wide Web. You want to take a picture of this and say, you need to come here because this food is this delicious.
And so much of food is presentation.
Right.
Nick, like, cheese curd Nick.
Like the way you stack your cheese curds, it's presentation.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
See, when Nick comes here, we get distracted.
It's not because of Nick. It's because of the food he brings in.
No.
Let's be honest with the listeners.
I will bring you a piece of that cheesecake Kringle he brought in. It's delicious.
Why?
It's,
are you on a diet all of a sudden?
No. But I'm trying to watch.
They're cut into one-inch strips.
Yeah. They are. They're really small.
Yeah, but I'll have more than one.
Well,
right?
See, when I make chocolate chip cookies, I make them like 50-cent pieces. So you can eat more.
Bring a bag.
I've had a couple.
You know the size.
It's funny. The more I eat of those, the hungrier I get. Mind me as I take photos of the cheese curds I got and post them on my Facebook. Sarah.
Good job.
Yep. Right, Sarah stopped down.
She was out at the draft, and she was taking pictures from all the food trucks that she was checking out.
She was supposed to work for me, and I'm sorry, Sarah, that we couldn't throw you in.
Yeah.
But she knows why, so.
Anyway, I think that's fine. And the other thing, I was thinking about this when I think people send a lot of pictures of desserts because I think there's art in desserts. Like,
there's a lot of art. You look at cakes now,
right?
You look at cakes now. That's like ridiculous on the amount of work, tedious. It's not like hack work.
But they hired that guy over at the Northland, and he that was his specialty. It wasn't. He was a good chef, but oh my God, what he did with pastries and bakery. And anyway, those are pictures I think are worth taking. Anyway, that's great.
They have cakes now, like for horror, like people that like horror stuff and all that. They'll like have an arm and they'll cut into it.
Oh,
and you think
the
arm is real. You look at the arm and it looks like it's real and they cut into them.
Oh my God. Cool. So Nick, cheese curd Nick, you were in the trenches.
I was in the trenches, yes.
Just give us your overall synopsis from start to finish.
Well, I was pessimistic. I will say I was pessimistic. I will eat my words. you know, it was better than, way better than I thought, because I really, I didn't think with how, not necessarily how, you know, Stadium View does it right. I will say this, Stadium View time and time again does it right. You know, they had 18 bands. The layout was perfect, but I think a lot of things like Eshwabanon allowed 75 food trucks in, you know, into Eshwabanon total. Almost 60 of which was on our side of town, you know, that whole row, you know, from Coppin's Corner all the way down and Mike McCarthy Way. There's a lot of people that are suffering now. You know, I did fairly well. But there's a lot of trucks, you know, Hot Biddies out of Appleton, I believe they posted, they prepped 1,000 pounds of chicken for their chicken sandwiches. And they didn't show up after day one. They did not come back. Fifteen trucks that I know of packed up and left and did not finish the draft.
Yeah, and look, people say it was successful. Well, you know, how do you judge success? And you don't have to tell me right now, but I judge success different than other people. I mean, you talk to the chief, it's like, well, of course it was successful. We had one arrest and what, seven?
That was very successful.
Right. So that's success.
You know, which category of success are you talking about?
The NFL, success to them is 14 million viewers on TV and 600,000 people over the 3 days. Yeah. Successful to them.
Exactly.
To you, but I walked into the homeless community shelter on Sunday, and I couldn't believe the food that was donated. And that, I didn't like that feeling, because right. That was because some people weren't successful. You know, they were hurting a little bit.
You know, Margarita has suffered. I know Red Lobster suffered. So I took my crew out. I took some of my crew out on Sunday to Texas Roadhouse. They were like, you know, they asked, hey, what are you guys talking about? Oh, you know, I was a food truck in the draft. I'm like, how did you guys do? We had to send people home.
Yeah.
So then I went with another food truck friend of mine to Longhorn the next night. He was at the bar. He did so-so. He actually just about broke even. He said he broke even, but we went to Longhorn.
I was talking to a guy yesterday who hosted the autograph things, uh-huh. Okay, at the distillery, and asked him, hey, how'd it go? He goes, I broke out even. It's exactly his exact words.
And anyway, means, so we went yeah. We went to Longhorn.
Like when I went gambling, I broke even. Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm.
And some people think breaking even is winning, and sometimes it is winning. But anyway, Longhorn, they sent people home. They overstaffed, and they sent people home halfway through shifts. You know, what? It's easy to say at the end of the event, and a lot of people, right. You know, Fox 11 and WFRV have both posted some unfortunate situations for some food trucks and stuff like that. And not just food trucks, but I know the candy shop in Kakana, you know, they only sold 10% of the stuff they brought. 10% of what they brought.
They've been on our show. That was the one I felt really bad about.
We know them.
Yeah, we know them. I felt terrible about that. We're big advocates for
right.
them.
So,
well, we love small businesses. Right. I mean, we've been trying to help small businesses. And it's just, but here, let me ask you, I want to, we got a little bit of time, but so if you had to give advice to Pittsburgh, and a really good friend of ours used to work for me is very involved in this in Pittsburgh. Like, were you misled or did you, what happened? Because that other lady that I read about, 92% she took home.
Yeah.
That's like everything.
That's like everything. It's like, why show up?
And, well, here's, again,
but
hindsight.
She was outside. She wasn't like, I don't want to talk about downtown later, but I'm talking about, you can see the stadium. You're not in the fenced area, but you can see the stadium.
Well, right.
And those people, they suffered a little bit, I think.
Well, they suffered. Yeah, and some of these people were right by the entrance, like the military that, you know, they were lined up over by military. You know, some of the trucks there didn't do well. Here's the thing. You can look back at it and say, well, you know what? This was easy. The writing was on the wall, you could tell. But the reason why I thought we weren't going to do very well before the draft, you know, because for 3 weeks I was like, you can ask my wife. She even said yesterday I was talking to someone on the phone. She said, it almost cost you a divorce, you know, but she's joking around on that. But, you know, the stress
that's
level.
That's what she told me, but
me either. I want to show you the text.
But the stress level, it's amazing how the stress level yeah. just like washes, you wash the stress on Sunday, the stress level just got washed right off of me. But anyway, people came here for the draft. And yeah. And when I obviously that's a dumb comment, but here, Jim,
I know what you're saying. And that's something I was going to talk about. But
driving or flying across the country, let's say you're a Raiders fan or you're a 49ers fan or you're a Giants fan and you're coming Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, wherever. You're going for the draft. You're getting there at 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. when the gates open, and you're going to stay for the whole thing because you're spending your hard-earned money to go to the draft. And you're not going to go. You're not going to go to Door County. You're not going to go to the east side of Green Bay. Okay. You're not going to go to Suamico. You're not going to go to Kakana. You know.
Okay. Okay. That's kind of my point. But why would they do that? Because entrepreneurs are pretty smart people. I mean, you guys have this sixth sense of, okay, we're going to make some money. I'm not gonna, just right, wait. Let me finish here.
Yep.
Were they... That's what I'm talking to Greg about in Pittsburgh. Were you misinformed? Were you misled? Or were you just greedy thinking, oh my God, we're going to have 200,000 people parachute into this community. I'm setting up a food truck. Or did somebody say, you ought to set up a food truck because there's going to be some bank.
Well, I think there's a little bit of greed. There's a lot of greed because we talked off the air. I'm not going to name drop who I said about the burgers. But, you know, you look inside Delaware North, you know, $15 for a burger, a local business was selling up over $20 for a burger. There's greed in that. But like, I think, and I love Ashwaubenon, you know, they're very smart on what they do for entertainment, for the most part. But I think that they should have monitored how many food trucks were signing up to set up for the draft.
Right.
Because I think that market was flooded, okay? In Ashwaubenon especially, because there was over 70 signed up. And again, I think that should have been regulated a little bit because you're concentrating. If you walk down, I know you guys walk down Lombardi, but if you walk down Mike McCarthy, every single one of those businesses had a food truck in front of it. So
yeah,
we walked up
Lombardi. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so there's a food truck here. There's a food truck there. There's a food truck there. You can't.
And when
that's
people,
not good.
You know, but when you go in for a $15 sandwich in the Packer zone, to me, that's a lot, but the event is free, so I can spend 50. Well, I can justify that. Had I spent $100 to get in, I went, that's crazy. But I don't know that people were leaving.
That's exactly it. They you know, that goes back to my thing of, you're not going to Door County. You know, you look at...
No, I'm talking about leaving just to go to a food truck and come back.
Well, there's that too. But I think overall, you're staying inside. Now, you might leave because out of those 18 food trucks, 4 were dessert and coffee. You know, so now you're down to 14, and you got 200,000 people that are trying to eat off of 14 trucks. You know the lines are going to be long. You know, the bathrooms were all in one corner. You know, those bathrooms were not out in the draft theater, so that's why I'm sure you guys seen those videos online, an hour to go to the bathroom.
I just want to throw in one thing, and I'm just getting this from just my experiences that very first night, okay? And what I was thinking, and just hearing people and talking with people, whatever, it was a hardcore football crowd. I mean, and you made that point about going to the draft. I mean, I would hear over here, yeah, but you know who, if think in the fourth round, we could get so-and-so, but if we don't trade up.
No.
And that was the conversation going all around me. It wasn't, hey, I heard about this supper club 30 miles from here. It was diehard draft, for lack of a better word, and they'll say draft geeks who were there on a mission for the draft.
Well, right. And that's what they're doing. You know, the draft people are, they're fans, but they're different people. But I think overall, when you look at it, when you look back at it, I think the information was there, but everybody was tunnel vision. They weren't seeing it that way. You know what I mean? They weren't, I guess, I'm probably not saying it right, but what I'm saying is they came for the draft. And when you go to an event, you know, like how the $15, you know what? Oh my God, it's $15 for a burger inside and or $13 for a broad and whatever it was mm-hmm. expensive, okay? But it's just like going anywhere else. If you go to a Packer, if you go to when Dallas Stadium, the new Dallas Stadium first opened up, mm-hmm. my uncle told me he went there mm-hmm. on the floor, the standing room only, a pitcher of beer and a pizza was $200 when Jerry World first opened.
Yeah.
A 14-inch deluxe and a pitcher of beer was $200. What are you going to say? I'm going to go to the next pizza shop in the stadium because the next pizza shop is going to be the same amount. So you're going to buy it because you're trapped.
Another thing though, too, with the draft, you're kind of, if you're invested in the draft and you're just as concerned who the Vikings are going to take in that third round as, you know, whatever, it's like, it's an all day thing. I mean, the NFL, say what you want, they have done such an amazingly great job of capturing people and keeping those people.
Well, right. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to put a black eye on the draft with what we're talking about now. I think it sounds like the overall view of the draft, was very good. You know, again, the police, what did they, had four, I just listened to it on the way in, four total drunk driving tickets out of how many people? You know, they did the shuttle service, the safe ride service, very smart. They had bus services, very smart. Right. They did everything, you know, other than, it's very unfortunate. I feel bad for the food trucks that did not make, I do, because the problem is that some of these people, I don't know how they're going to pay their food bills.
I know.
I got just, let me just read a couple of these real quick here, okay? Got this one. In every single event, especially of this magnitude and this small of a community, there are always going to be winners and losers. Every single person I came across from outside of our community was so impressed they couldn't even believe the community pulled this off. That's from Micah. Another one. This is from William. John did a great job, moderator of the Jack Venezia event at Heritage Hill last Saturday. Great event, William. Well, thank you, William. I want to talk more about that. This is from Brian Green Bay real quick. Good morning. Talk about the draft. My wife and I own an event venue. The Packers NFL told all venues a year and a half ago to block out the whole week of the draft because every venue will be booked. Not one venue in Green Bay was booked. We had to turn away multiple weddings for that week and lost a lot of money.
I remember
Brian from
that.
Green Bay. Quick break. Back right after this. You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I'll
speak a little louder. I'll even shout. You know that You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking the NFL post-draft.
Yep.
We talked about the pre-draft for a year and a week.
Boy, the post-draft. How long has it been?
It's been all of a year.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of hype before we got it, and then it was handed off.
Well, I know in the summertime you guys were saying, hey, anything, you know, when I would come on and, new, it's like,
But it was in the news every day, I think, close to it. I'll tell you a story after.
The news cycle.
Yeah, no, you know, the clicker on all the news, you know, so many days before the draft.
Hey, let me tell you something. Having been in the news business and having walked in where it's like, we got nothing. How do we create, manufacture something? Having something like a draft is your best friend. There's always going to be some angle you can take.
Well, and they let stuff out too. I thought the media did
a great job of covering everything. I really do.
Yeah. You know, you look at
pick up where you guys were right before we went to the break.
Nick, what I was saying is the food trucks, too many food trucks.
It's the post draft. The draft is over. But let's say you have some friends in Pittsburgh that aren't going to be in the circle or in this fence or whatever they called that thing. They're going to be out in the campus.
In the campus.
And that one lady that talked yesterday, she sounded like she was just right outside. Like,
which one?
The one that took 92% of her stuff home.
Well, was that the candy girl?
I'm going to look at this. I got
desserts, paper, I know.
Yeah, the sweet treats from Kakana or whatever.
I don't know. The point is that
even close, they didn't make it. So would you tell people, if you're not in... Don't forget about it.
No, I wouldn't necessarily that.
But you better be pretty close.
Well, here, this
I mean, within a short block. Right.
And what about blocking out venues? Like, we tried stuff down here. I don't know how Bay Beach did. I didn't see any numbers on that.
Well, Bay Beach was closed one day because of the rain.
Yeah.
But that's not an inexpensive thing to fire up.
Well,
right?
I think anybody that went to Bay Beach, there's a lot of locals I know that were happy that Bay Beach opened up early because they were just going to take their kids there.
Well, that's not why we did it.
Well, but there's that. But here, I would say if, you know, Stadium View did it right. They had 18 bands and 18 high profile bands from the area. You know, they had Dennis from Glam Band for two nights. They had Grand Union. They had Possum Carbon Row. Yeah, the Wet Possum. I think if you're in Pittsburgh, you're going to want to look at one of those. I've never been to Pittsburgh. I do want to go.
Oh, my God.
I do want to go there for a game.
It's a good.
I don't know the layout of the land there. Basically, what kind of, is it in an industrial? Because I've been to Baltimore and there's nothing, Baltimore Ravens Stadium, it's in an industrial park. Okay. There's nothing, you know, there's not sports bars around it and stuff like that.
So we're at the Northland. Gave some tours there one day, and a lot of people staying there are the ones who took the tours, and there were two guys from Dick's Sporting Goods from corporate because they're a big sponsor of the NFL draft. And I asked him, I said, how are things going over there? And he goes, we're discussing the layout. I'm like, that's a good thing to discuss. And he was concerned. He was naming some areas he thought I knew more than I did about. Well, we're thinking of this area and that area, but they were thinking of maybe even two campuses and, you know, just from a novice, I'm like, I don't think that doesn't sound like a really good idea to me. But, you know, because I think people, once they get there, they kind of want to stay there is what, I don't think a lot of people left. No. And I think it was not the easiest thing to leave and get back in. Now, it wasn't impossible, but let's say you exited on Oneida Street. To get back in, you know, that's a high.
Okay, even for yourself, you left that district where Nick was and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you walked up to the entrance of the drive. What was that walk like?
You know, that, it's a long walk.
Well, you're also retirement age.
Oh, man. It was not the. I tell you what, if I was going to go the next day, because we went 2 days, I would have gone where the entrance is because it was too long of a walk. Like two, and it wasn't a pleasant walk either.
Just,
you know what I mean?
I'm
it wasn't
just teasing like it was, you. I'm but teasing it wasn't you like,
a bit, but. Okay, let me ask this. Would you have done that? You know, taking the shuttle from here to there, okay?
Right.
Go in there where we were, you know, the night, first night, do all that stuff. And that same night, would you have walked out and made that walk all the way down to where
no.
to get some cheap?
The reason I went to the
they didn't make
view.
The access very good. Wait, I didn't
no,
think.
I didn't agree with that either.
It was to see you and to, you know, and Badger States, they're friends of ours.
I mean,
well.
When some buddies of mine call but, me, I said, I'll do one of two things.
Right.
I'll either go down, see the glam band, do the whole, or we'll, I'll get dropped off at the front. I didn't feel like walking back and forth between both. Sounds like a lazy old fat guy. Okay, that's fine. I'll accept that. But all I'm saying is, you know, where else are the guys that'll spend some money when we come there?
Right.
So it's like, I'm surprised they didn't make that access a little bit easier.
Here's the thing.
And I was wondering if that was an NFL security reason.
Well, they originally said they didn't want to have any entrances on the east side of the campus because they didn't want a log jam in front of the stage. That's what they said.
Well, okay. There was an entrance. It was a VIP entrance.
It was VIP, but they didn't want to... Yeah. Gen pop. They didn't want general population entrance on the east side because they didn't want a flood of people where it would log jam in, up in front of the stage. Now, I don't know if that's what I remember them saying that when the layouts were first coming out. But anyway, I honestly think you want to do some investigating. If you're from Pittsburgh and you want
to
be there, you need to find a venue that's going to be doing above and beyond. You know what I mean? To keep. Whatever, if you are going
to
be close to
the
venue.
To people outside of
exactly,
the campus.
Exactly.
So you need to attach yourself to the campus or to a venue that's well-known outside the campus?
Because here's the thing with what did happen here, okay? You know, you had all the food trucks down and around. When I used to have, when you didn't like me, my hot dog cart.
That was last Tuesday.
When you didn't like me, I set up on the corner of Armed Forces and Oneida Street for Packer games. All right. You would think because you're right across the street from Lambeau Field, I'm going to make all this money. The most I've ever done when I was there was $1,000. And you want to know what year that was? That was the year the Packers won a Super Bowl and we had that whole big shindig.
2010 and 11?
Yeah. The year after, you know, the opener when we played the Saints and Randall Cobb ran.
Yeah.
That was my best. Single game ever down there was $1,000 in food. Otherwise, it averaged between $400 and $600 for before and after games.
Is that worth it?
No, I was going to say with your time and the setup and the
and that
cost
was
of
and
food,
that was back then. And you
people?
Know what? You know what? It took me a year to figure it out. And you know why? Because you're getting gypsies. Long. You're getting people. They're not coming to you to hang out. They're not coming to you to hang out. You're going to get somebody that got dropped off. Or just got to stadium or whatever, a bar for a quick half an hour, and then they're going.
They think you're the Costco guy with free samples or what?
Yeah. So you're getting those, I call them the gypsies, and that's what you're getting. You're not, there's nothing to sustain them from staying.
Do you feel rude if you don't take their offer of that little thing on a stick? I always do. I feel rude. We got to set a quick break. We got some hard bodies coming up next, and we're not talking about ourselves.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.